It could be any spring day on the river. True, the weather is especially cooperative, May morning temperature just rising from the low 60s as we approach the water. Cumulus and blue above, the green fully leafed out over the river below. You might say that it is as scenic as a perfect Virginia morn as you put your boat in the water amongst cattails and the fresh mist from the sheets of water tumbling over the dam at the South Fork Rivanna River Reservoir. Or you might, as we were, be launching your kayaks and canoes for a trip with the specific task of evaluating just how scenic our fair Rivanna River is, according to a formula that the Virginia Department of Conservation and Recreation established with the State Scenic River Program in 1970. This program's goal is to enhance the protection of rivers and their corridors by providing tools for local authorities to help protect waterways that offer special scenic, recreational, historic, and natural values of significance. There are over 500 river miles that have achieved this special status in Virginia. The Rivanna between Woolen Mills and its confluence with the James in Columbia is already designated a state scenic river. The stretch from Palmyra downstream was one of the first in 1975. In 1988, from Palmyra to the Woolen Mills Dam was also named a state scenic river. So today we are traveling from the next dam upriver, on the South Fork from just below the reservoir, down 9.5 miles to the place where the Woolen Mills Dam used to cross the river, this section now eligible precisely because the dam has been removed. We are a mixed group, 5 from the state agency, 5 of us locals, a pack of canoes and kayaks, guided by Dan Mahan, Blue Way and Greenways coordinator for the Albemarle County, who alternately paddles ahead to scout obstructions and falls back amongst us with offerings of local knowledge of the river and the greenways that flank its banks. Today we have our share of blue heron, geese, a redtail, turtles of all sizes sunning themselves on smooth logs that protrude like commas from the side of the river, angling up from the dusky water. These sightings are important, but we're also looking for other things. Short and long-range vistas, residential houses that we can see, bridge crossings, historic structures, changes in vegetation, geologic features. The roads, houses, and power lines detract from the scenic formula, as do sparse or non-existent buffers, stands of bamboo or multiflora rows, slumping earthen banks. There's a tally sheet. We record our observations, and we take pictures. But as we go, we point out the things to DCR that they may not know about our river. On our left, Manasupakanaw, where the Monacans lived and thrived on the river for hundreds of years. The old carriage road on River Left that runs to Gordonsville, said to have been built to transport sulfur from the mines from Key West. Some of the gentle rapids are actually historic structures, broad mossing ford, wing dams for bateaux. So these all get counted along with restoration work we know is underway. As we come into Charlottesville, signs of civilization detract from the scenic score. Power line crossings, the free bridge, the apartments at Pantops that we can see through the trees. But the long view down the last section above Woolen Mills shows Montalto rising in the distance, one of the few real vistas the Rivanna along this stretch has to offer. At the end of the trip, we sit in the shadow of Box Elder and Sycamore, overlooking the remains of the Woolen Mills Dam, offering up our observations and hearing how the Rivanna compares to other Piedmont rivers the DCR has evaluated. The point system puts this stretch of the Rivanna just over the mark to qualify, but there will be more research and more steps necessary before a designation may be conferred. Today, I've learned to look at our river in a new way, forced to see what I normally try to look past for the sake of my own serenity, the painful reality of invasives taking over its slumping banks, the often brown and muddy water, the thin riparian buffers, but also the quiet, natural, and mostly unspoiled beauty of traveling through a relatively undeveloped river corridor. Designation or not, it is still scenic and nourishing for me. This is Leslie Middleton. Please join me next week at this same time for another installment of the Rivanna Rambler. If you have questions or comments about this show, please call 924-0885 or visit wtju.net.